I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 19th. Quarry Hills Associates wants to extend the lease that it has with the City of Quincy to operate the Granite Links Golf Course and Clubhouse by 50 years. A presentation to the City Council last night highlighted the plans, which include the creation of a 110-room hotel, additional parking, and the possibility of purchasing 12 acres of the 500-plus-acre property and adding condos to the top of the hotel. The current lease expires in 2045, so the 50-year extension would run through the year 2095. Quarry Hills says it needs the extended lease to secure financing for the future development. A previous proposal to extend the lease by 99 years was withdrawn after resident opposition. Quarry Hills says it has since improved the playing fields and walking trails on the property as promised, and would also create an advisory committee to ensure the public has a voice in the future of the property. A public hearing about the plan will be held on December 3rd at 5:30 at Granite Links, and then the City Council Ordinance Committee will hold a public hearing about the plan on December 9th at 6:30 at City Hall. Several New England grocery stores, including Stop and Shop and Hannaford locations, are still facing product shortages after their parent company's announcement of cybersecurity issues. Customers said they've noticed a sparse inventory of fresh foods like meat and produce, with signs thanking them for their patience as stores work to restock. Ahold Delhaize USA, the parent company of Stop and Shop and Hannaford Supermarkets, confirmed earlier this month that it detected a cybersecurity issue within its network. To protect sensitive systems, the company took certain operations offline and notified law enforcement. The timing is particularly challenging, with Thanksgiving just around the corner. It is a traditionally critical period for grocery sales. The Federal Bureau of Investigations has flagged the holiday season as a peak period for cyber attacks, with hackers targeting businesses and consumers alike during the surge in online and in-store transactions. The U.S. Department of Commerce has also urged businesses to eliminate cybersecurity gaps to the same degree they manage physical security to prevent further disruptions. A large brush fire broke out yesterday in the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton. As dry conditions continue to impact Massachusetts, the Milton Fire Department said it had been fighting a fire near Houghton's Pond since about 2 yesterday afternoon. As of 5 o'clock yesterday, the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation said the fire was about 41 acres, but active, with wind driving it down slopes. Later last night, the fire and the response were impacting traffic in Milton. Hillside Street is closed, as are Unquity Road and part of Chickatobit Road. Fire is not far from the expressway, but officials don't anticipate much effect on the morning commute today. Fire officials in Milton said the blaze was contained, and more firefighters would return today, but a few will remain overnight to prevent hot spots from spreading. A Quincy man who was extradited from Stockholm, Sweden, pleading guilty yesterday to obstructing an investigation of fires set at Jewish institutions in Arlington, Needham, and Chelsea in May of 2019. 37-year-old Alexander Giannakakis, formerly of Quincy, pleading guilty to concealing records in a federal investigation, tampering with documents and objects, and tampering with an official proceeding. He'll be sentenced in March. 4 years ago, Giannakakis' younger brother became the prime suspect in an investigation into four fires set at Jewish-related institutions in the Boston area. At the time, Giannakakis' brother was identified as a suspect. He was hospitalized in a coma. He remained in a coma until his death later that year. Shortly after his brother was identified as a suspect, Janakakis left the country for Sweden, where he was living at the time, with his brother's electronic devices and documents. According to the court, when Janakakis returned to the U.S. in March of 2020, he was questioned by investigators and made false and misleading statements. He later concealed and destroyed physical evidence being sought by investigators that implicated his brother in the arsons. Within hours of concealing and destroying that evidence, Janakakis fled the U.S. for Sweden. Janakakis remained in Sweden until his arrest by Swedish authorities in February of 2022. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Primary care doctors at Mass General Brigham are filing to unionize. The doctors say that the corporatization of healthcare, physician access issues, and systemic challenges are some of the reasons they've decided to unionize. The organizers say that a union would allow them to have more resources, staffing, and support. There are around 400 primary care physicians associated with the Mass General Brigham Group, including doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital. If successful, the union will be led by the Doctors' Council Union, the oldest and largest union of physicians in the United States. Mass General Brigham released a statement that acknowledged the stress that their PCPs are under. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 55 points. The NASDAQ rose 111. The S&P is up 23. Asian stocks were also higher. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at almost $69 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose to the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-1. They'll be hosting the Utah Hockey Club Thursday night at 7. Tonight, Celtics are hosting Cleveland at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and breezy with a high of 57. Clear and chilly tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 56. Then Thursday, we have our wind and rain storm. Could be up to an inch of rain and a high only 47 degrees. Some lingering showers into Friday, the high of 48. Marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves and those northwest winds, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots, will lead to a red flag warning again across all of Massachusetts today due to the danger of brush fire. The high tide at 1:32 this afternoon. Sunrise 6:39, sets at 4:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, November 19th.